Namaste, venerable ones. Will you dedicate our meditation before we even begin to all the goodness in every human being's heart? All the goodness, it is there in everyone, even if it's not currently expressing due to whatever set of reasons, causes and conditions. Causes and conditions, so important to always, always remember that there are reasons for things. And this slide, it might be a little confusing because of the word this at the very beginning. And because it's part of a whole presentation that was done for a retreat several years ago. But evenness. So, everyone, now we did generating a great light and got to the point where I hope everyone understands we're not fabricating that light. What we're doing by the word generate is to focalize our mind and personality to the innate radiance of being, called by your whatever term you want, that already is your essence of being, that already is naturally emanating. And the only time that it is diminished or constrained in any way is when we ourselves, the person, constrains it through anger, through covetousness, through a troublesome emotional state of mind. That's the only time that that natural radiance, natural emanations of being, which is goodness and sanity from the core, compassion and awareness from the core, right? Goodness and awareness, goodness and natural intelligence. That's the only time that that's thwarted. Or constrained is a better word. Okay, so we all can do that any time of the day. We can make it a daily practice as the world is going through what it's going through in humanity. And human consciousness is clearly opening to new ways of expressing presence and being. And just like anybody else, the single, the micro, it often takes the soul or the essence of being to kind of push, right? And push into a little difficulty, shake us out of our complacency, shake us out of our entitlement, et cetera, our self-focus, right? Right? We've all experienced that. So, what is that hardship actually trying to open within us, to allow more freedom within us? Of our own essence of being. So we all can do this generate a great light meditation. And I hope everyone, is doing that, has found that beneficial. Same with to really consider, may I be filled with loving kindness? What are we invoking? May all beings be filled with loving kindness. May you be filled with loving kindness. What are we invoking? The heart doesn't need that invocation. Essence of being is always radiating. Essence of being is always compassionate, always in a state of loving kindness, of responsiveness and of relatedness. So it is an essence of being that is, assisted by an invocation like that. No, it's still really look at ourself, our personness, our preferences. In what ways are we, again, constraining our own capacity from within to be absolutely a fountain, an ever-flowing source of loving kindness and wholeness and goodness to every being that we encounter in any way? So that's good news. That's good news. So we can all do that meditation and contemplation with a freshness. Whatever we want, we will know whatever we want, we can say that mantra, say that, and have it have a fresh meaning for us. So this morning we're going to do breath for the reasons on the slide. Because at essence, in addition to all the other qualities that can be named about you in your fullness, you in your absolute wholeness, oneness, radiance of being, right? Awareness dash compassion is a state of peace. It is impartial. It is accepting, inclusive, embracing, and any other words that are on the slide. So, yes, we all, in these times when, if not now, when, like, what does it take? For each of us individually to love one another, to be the light of the world for this world. If not now, when? And at the same time, so that's about action, that's about be present. Be present. How marvelous. And also be the peace that we want to see in the world. So yes, be active. Be active. Do what you need to do for your community, for the well-being of others, for the protection of others if you're in that situation. For the voice of others, be out there with a song, be out there with, demonstrating for solidarity. Write the letters, make the phone calls, etc. Action. Help your neighbor. Bring warm soup over to somebody that's sick. Action. If not now, when? Seriously, seriously, seriously. And simultaneously, non-dual, inseparable peace. Peace of heart, peace of mind. We smile. Every moment is teacher and teaching. Every moment is the moment of presence. And if we are not in presence, that's its own teaching.
How amazing is that? There's no confusion here. This is incontrovertible. How amazing. So we smile and have, wow, that's a source of great joy. It's pretty straightforward. And there is breath, and there is presence already there, already who we are. And so we learn through training to first recognize it, recognize it's already here. We are this. And oftentimes it's not all sparkly and stuff. It's common. A state of gentleness. A state of open-heartedness. A presence of being that unto itself, yeah, it might feel just clear, evanescent. But as Milarepa said, the challenge is that we miss it all too often because it's already present. And that gentle smile just opens up the space to our own openness. No, we're not doing anything. Just being. And if the mind drifts, then focus on the breath. Be the breathing that is already happening. But otherwise, just sit. Sit the radiance of being, the wholeness of presence. Naturally emanating into the world.
We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings. And with the words given to us by Master DK, we remind ourselves that we are a point of light within a greater light. The greater light is the collective of humanity and human consciousness, human purity of being. I'm a point of light within a greater light. I am a strand of loving energy within the stream of love divine. I am a point of sacrificial fire, focused within the fiery will of God. The fiery will of wholeness, of purity of being. And thus I stand. I am a way by which humanity will achieve. I am a source of strength, enabling my brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers to stand. I am a beam of light shining upon their way. I am the light of the world, and thus I stand. And standing thus revolve action, interaction, relatedness, relation, and tread this way, the way of human beings at this point in this world. But know and know the ways of God, the ways of essence, the ways of being, the ways of awareness, compassion. And thus I stand. Love you all. Create your day.